what we once had, we don't have anymore. They're all uninformed, and that's part of the problem we have with the youth now, because they don't know anything from personal experience or from doing research. They only follow what they hear their peers say. And you've got all these peers just talking off the top of their head, and these kids just believe everything they say. So I was reading something online yesterday, the day before, and there was a video, and it showed a video, and it was some kind of rally, and I don't know what it was about, you know. But anyway, this guy come out of the crowd and cracked this other guy on the head, split open his head. And he hit him with a bicycle lock. And it split open his head. Well, because it was on video and everything, they caught a picture of the guy, and they looked and found out this guy was some kind of professor at one of the universities in California. And they found out that this was like the fourth time he'd done that. He purposely goes to rallies. He advocates violence. And this was the fourth person he'd hit in the head like that. Only this time he got caught. So he goes to court. And he ends up in jail for like 10 days waiting to go to court. And when he goes to court, he's sentenced to time served and probation for 3 months. And he split this guy's head open. And these are the kind of people the kids are looking up to, the, you know, college age kids or whatever. They're looking up to people like this, and they just, you know, it's just ridiculous, you know. When I was in school, other than when the Vietnam War started heating up and things like that, teenagers, young college students and stuff like that, nobody was politically active. Any political activist didn't really start until Vietnam really started going south. When I was in high school, every night on the news was the Vietnam War, and you started seeing American kids in body bags and stuff like that, and the kill count, all that stuff. So people became politically active. But now people are politically active, only they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're active over, you know. And race relations. Now everybody's a racist. And in all honesty, having a father who was a big-time racist, I can tell you for a fact that in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, race relations were better than they are now. I mean, and that's going by what I remember and what I saw. Black people hung out with white people hung out with black people. There wasn't all this division that we have now. And the division we have now, it's being incited by people that will crack your head open with a bicycle lock. You know? And it's just like, I don't get it. And the sad thing about it is, because of lack of life experience, you know, these younger people, they just go with the flow. They go with whatever, you know, whoever's on the soapbox. Well, that sounds good to me, you know. They, you know, when I think back about it, being born in 1950 and then growing up, I think I heard Ron Howard made a comment one time about just recently, where, you know, Trump's motto is "Make America Great Again," and Ron Howard said, "When was America great?" You know, in kind of a sarcastic way. And I thought, you know, he's we're probably about the same age. I don't know. I might be a little older than him or a little younger than him. I don't know. But I'm thinking America was great during the late 50s and early 60s. Vietnam War kind of screwed everything up. You got to remember, the Korean War ended in, I think, 1952. And then America was very prosperous after that. And when the 60s came along, and you know, the whole drug culture and all that, but the whole peace, hippie, love, whatever. One thing about it was, there may have been tension between between your straight-laced people who didn't get the whole hippie thing, but there was hardly any tension between the races. Other than what was, you know, of course there was a civil rights movement and all that happened. I actually lived in Louisiana for a while, and it was segregated when I lived there. And coming from California, when I saw signs, you know, colored entrance, white only, and all that, I was pretty surprised. And, really? You know? But you know, that was the Deep South. So in the late 60s, you know, when the British invasion happened and all that, it just seemed like the younger people, race wasn't a big deal. It was still a big deal with the old diehards and stuff like that, but, you know, we hung out together, we all got along. But we weren't politically active either. Now everybody seemingly wants to be political active. The city council is trying to put a proposal together to make Redlands a sanctuary city. And I guess there's like 10 people near around his age that got up, and one of them showed a photograph of her murdered son, who had been killed by an illegal immigrant, you know, who'd been in and out of the country like 4 or 5 times. And she said, "You really want to bring this to Redlands?" You know, and so that conversation went on. But it's like, I guess what I see at my age, you know, and I'm pretty open-minded and accepting of other people, but what I see at my age is the old, I don't know if it's an analogy or what, but when it comes to liberal thinking, it's monkey see, monkey do, you know? And they just, they'll follow anything. This whole ridiculous thing about straws, banding straws. It all started, I didn't know what it was, so I thought, what is this about? So I did a little research. It's all about a video that went viral a couple of years ago, where some fishermen were out and they caught a sea turtle. And the sea turtle had the straw stuck way up its nose. And I saw the video, and they painstakingly took needle nose pliers and pulled that straw out of that turtle's nose and let him go. And so now that's become the latest liberal cause, you know. Straws are killing. Really? You're gonna jump on that bandwagon, huh? Throw all common sense to the wind and jump on that bandwagon. So, you know, and I think the difference between my generation and this college age generation is, you know, hey, if that's what blows your skirt up, go for it, you know. But their generation is, no, you have to conform. You have to be like us, you know, and even if violence is necessary, it's okay. So I just don't get it. I just don't get it at all. It used to be so much. People showed each other more respect when I was growing up than they do now. People are just basically rude now, you know. They'll cut in line in front of you in stores. They'll cut you off in traffic. You know, nobody shows any courtesy whatsoever. And then to see politicians, you know, and I'm, you know, I guess I'd be considered conservative, but when I look at a guy like Trump, who supposedly has this super business mind that's going to fix the country and apparently is going that way, but then I see him get on Twitter and he puts out all these ridiculous things. It's like, you're just just adding fuel to the fire, dude. You know, you're supposed to be setting the example, you know? And then I feel the same way about the conservatives that jump on his bandwagon as I do the liberals that jump on some idiot college professor hippie wannabe bandwagon. That they, you know, think for yourself. Good grief. You know, but they can't. They can't because they're all cloned into this computer mentality. They have absolutely no social skills because the only way they interact with each other is online. You know, no personal relationships. And so, and what happens is online, when they're interacting with each other, if someone posts something that they don't like, they just delete them. You know, you're gone. You're unfriendly. And you know, in real life, you know, in a work environment or even in a school environment, where you have to see people every day, you have to deal with them face to face. You can't just unfriend them, you know? And so, it's a sorry thing. And it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse because it's the moral fiber of the country is gone downhill because basically when they took God out of the schools and all that, you know, and I'm not talking about just taking prayer out of school. I'm talking about they basically abolished the golden rule, which is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's a concept that kids don't even know anymore. And so, you know, it's altered the culture in America to where now it's dog eat dog, you know. And so, yeah, it's pretty bad. I actually feel sorry for the younger generation because I think if the liberals are ever successful and get their way and take over this country, we'll end up just like Venezuela, you know. You know, the economy will suffer, people will be in prison, there's just crime, violence, and it'll weaken America to the point that we'll be susceptible to outside attack from other countries until America is just basically destroyed. And people think, nah, that'll never happen. Well, did you ever hear of the Roman Empire? You know?
Never study history.
Did you ever study history and see how many cultures, how many societies just went the way of the dodo, you know?